This call is being recorded.
Howdy, Jordan.
Hey, what's happening, man?
How you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there.
Good, good, good.
Getting ready for the Christmas season.
Oh God. I just every year I say I'm gonna be ready. Every year it doesn't happen.
No, it was too much to get done in too short a period of time, and just got
Yep.
to hold on for dear life, and hope you make it through.
Exactly what is that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Hey, just to let you know, we're gonna have the two guys that are gonna do the expansion on the call with us tonight.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I just got a text message. I just wanted to let you know that so that who they are, I'll send you their contact info. I want to make sure that they know who the locals are and especially when they first get there, I'd like to make sure that we, have an opportunity to take them out and expense it on, the alumni chapter.
Okay.
Let's just make them feel welcome.
Yeah, that sounds good. Kind of roll out the red carpet for them in a way, and that sounds great.
Yeah. Howdy, John. I see you, but I don't hear you. Nope. You dropped.
Tom, JJ here.
Hi, buddy.
Sorry, I just want to make sure I got a new phone, making sure we're connected here.
Cool. You're connected. We can hear you good. Who else just joined? Who's that 7 6 7 8 number?
Everyone, this is Connor Burke with PICAP Phi Kappa Fraternity.
And
Hi,
Parker
Connor.
Vigil is also on the line with PICAP.
Hey, Parker.
Going
Glad you
on?
guys.
How's everything going?
So far, so good. Just another day in paradise here in freezing cold Nashville, Tennessee.
We're right there with you. It was pretty. I woke up this morning to go work out right before work, and it was like 24 degrees at 7 o'clock this morning. It's like, my God, in Charlotte, North Carolina, I didn't really expect it, but here we are.
Oh my God, it's crazy, man. I'm done with it. I want summer again.
Damn. Well, and then too, the weather's been bipolar around here. Last week it felt pretty good outside. I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt and khaki pants, polo, and this week's the exact opposite.
Oh gosh, I wouldn't mind that though. I'm telling you. And I'm headed to Florida for right after Christmas, and I already heard there's advanced thing that there's this big cold snap coming and it's going to push into the deep, deep south. So it's not probably going to be a warm Christmas in Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's very abnormal.
Yep. All right, we've got a couple more guys coming on, and I'm gonna just bear with me a second.
Hey Tom, it's 67.
Hey, buddy. Glad you're on. Stupid. Me do it this way. Just give it a couple more seconds and then we'll get on there. We'll get started. still waiting for a few guys. I know that we're not going to have Bob Lochner, and I know that Patrick's calling, and Craig Winkleman will not be joining us. Hold on a second. Okay. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to do three things at once. All right, Patrick Foley will be joining us here in just a second. Let's see who else is on before we get going. Okay. Yeah, we need to give it another minute. Let's just see if guys are calling. Sent one out to Jason. Okay, Patrick's on. All right, let me just see what Jason says, and then we'll get started with who we've got. Is anyone on the Uber conference site? Is anyone watching it on the Uber conference?
Yeah, Thomas, John, I got it.
All right.
I am.
All right. I'm trying to get the agenda put up here.
You had it up.
All right.
It's on there.
Okay, good. All right, let's get this started, and whoever else joins us will be part of it. I'm going to call this meeting of the Alpha Rho Alumni Chapter Board of Directors meeting to order. John, can you please call roll?
Sure. Bob Lochner, regional leader for Pittsburgh. He won't be with us tonight. He did send his notes, though. Anthony Grayley, regional leader for Charleston. Kim Burke, a regional leader for the Carolinas and Charlotte. Patrick Farley, historian.
Here.
Jordan Feathers, vice president and chief risk officer.
Here.
Craig Winkleman, vice president of fundraising, won't be with us tonight. Jason Hyatt, vice president, chief information officer. John George, secretary, chief communications officer, is present. Patrick Folio, treasurer, chief financial officer.
Present.
Eric Baldwin, vice president, chief operating officer, and current regional leader for DC metro area. Matt Loff, Executive Vice President. And Tom Begley, President, Chief Executive Officer.
Present. Thank you. Okay, great. Thank you. Can I have a motion to dispense with the reading of last month's minutes?
So moved.
From 67. Do I have a second, please?
Second.
Thank you from Patrick Folio. Without any exceptions, we'll go ahead and dispense with that. I want to make an introduction. We've got two very, very, very important gentlemen that are joining our call tonight, and hopefully we'll get to know them and they'll get to be honorary Alpha Rho members here very shortly. First is Connor Burke from National Staff, and Parker, you're going to have to help me. Is it, I want to say it Italian.
Yeah, a lot of people do. I get a lot of Beagle. I get a lot of Begale. I've had a few interesting ones that I honestly don't remember how to pronounce, but the correct pronunciation is just Beagle.
Beagle. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll remember that. Well, welcome to the both of you. I've gotten to talk with both of these guys about our expansion. They are going to be coming to Morgantown in January after the WVU completes their formal recruitment. And these guys are going to work magic and get us 150 new members in about 4 weeks. That's the expectation that we set for them. It's fair, right, guys?
I promise we'll do our best, but that's a little steep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never been scared of a challenge, though. So.
Oh, good. No. Well, excellent. Well, we're as I've told both of you, we've got a number of guys that are there in Morgantown and very close by. We hope that you will enjoy Morgantown. We're sure you will. Our goal since we began this was making sure that as part of the reorganization that the alumni support was there, as we talked about. So when you get to town, we certainly want to make sure that you know who the local guys are. And at first, you know, making sure that we get you some decent meals every now and again. So we're glad to have you. And, you know, certainly anything that we talk about tonight, feel free to chime in on, offer us any opinions and advice about what we're going to spend some time today talking about. So, again, welcome to both of you. Glad that you're with us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here. Thank you.
Great. Hold
Brother on. Begale, I'm sorry. I missed your first name, please.
One is Connor.
Connor.
And one is Parker.
Parker. Got it. Thank you.
You got it. Okay. Doesn't sound like we've got any of our well, go ahead and John, would you mind reading the report for Bob for the Pittsburgh region?
Sure, will do. Again, like I said, he did share his thoughts via email earlier today. He wanted to mention that the Pittsburgh region event, another one was successful last Saturday at Sean's Bacon, Bourbon and Beer restaurant to observe the Pike Out of Five Founders Day, as well as watch the WVU Pitt game where West Virginia won the version of the old backyard brawl, as he put it. He wasn't able to attend, but he mentioned that Brother Farley was there, and he mentioned that you would give a full report on that event.
yeah, the full report. There was myself and brothers Morano and Dombrowski and Hyatt and Presto. That was
wow.
The first time that Eric Presto has been to one of these local Pittsburgh events, and it was good to see him. As we know from history, AP 67 only had one little brother, and it was Eric Presto.
My goodness.
So we had a great time. We watched the game. CR's two sons came, and we, of course, had some good conversation with them about becoming involved with the chapter as it comes to campus. His youngest son will be a freshman coming in next fall. So we have a legacy right off the bat, and he's a very fine young gentleman, and I think would do as well. I did get an opportunity while we were toasting Founders Day to have a sidebar conversation with Bobby D about being on the Board of Alumni Advisors. And I had printed the information and gave him the open slots per Brother Baldwin and asked Bob to look that over and let me know if he had any questions, but that I would like to get an answer from him within a week or two. And he gave a preliminary yes that night. So hopefully we'll be able to fill another spot with a good alumnus in Bob Dombrowski.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think he would be a fantastic addition.
Yeah, he would be. Okay. And we're really happy about that decision. As a matter of fact, probably the next real follow-up to that, and maybe I can have some more meaty information in my hands, is that everybody there that night committed to going to the Pittsburgh alumni event, which will be held here in Pittsburgh on Thursday, January 4 at the Sheraton Station Square. So we're going to put out a blast and an email blast and get more of our Pittsburgh Alpha Rho people involved and engaged in that. It's a free event for food and information and a cash bar. Our thinking was that we probably could gather at the Hard Rock Cafe next door around 5 o'clock, have a little Alpha Rho happy hour, and then move on over to the national regional event. So it'll be a good time, we do hope.
Good idea. I'm
hey,
glad.
Hey, guys. Hear. Hey, Tom, I just want to say I just made it on. Sorry, I just got out of my office, got held over late.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for joining us, Eric. And also Jason's on the call now too, John. So we've got those guys that are
Eric Baldwin. You came in right at the correct time. I don't know how much you heard of my report, but Robert Dombrowski is interested in having further conversation about being on the Board of Alumni Advisors.
Yeah, and I heard part of that. That's good. I want to follow up with him and talk to him if I can. And
yeah, please do, because I printed the information and gave it to him so he could, like, mull it over and think about it for a while. So I think now, hopefully by the end of this week, if you could reach out and talk with him, I think we can get him involved.
Okay, that's great. And I think I have – go ahead. Oh, maybe I got an echo. I was just saying I have a hit on somebody that might be interested in the financial advisor too, so I'm just waiting to hear back from that. So that's good. Hopefully we can just build up really quick.
Cool.
That's great. Excellent. And I'll give a little bit more of an update about Chapter Advisor during my report, but I'm sure Eric will have some more to talk about when it's
and
his turn.
Eric, what year were you Archon?
Never. I was secretary a couple of years, and I can't remember the year off the top of my head right now.
What years were you undergrad?
96 to 2001.
All right, thank you.
Yep, I got in, I started school late in 96. I was in the spring semester.
Well, Eric Presto was talking about some times he visited the house when he was doing his master's program.
And, oh, yeah, I know him.
And he mentioned he thought the Archon at the time was Eric Baldwin, but he might have been not remembering correctly.
Yeah. No, he was there. He helped us tile the floor once. It was me and Dyson and maybe John George. I can't remember, but yeah.
Correct.
Good stuff. I'm glad that glad to hear he
That's
was there.
For Pittsburgh region.
Good. Well, thank you. Twan, did you happen to call in or Ken? Okay. Well, we'll skip those two those regions. Our historian, the esteemed AP67, What's going on?
Well, I have been continuing to polish up the final product for the Alfaro history as we know it and everything that I can add into it. A question I have, and possibly Connor and Parker might be able to give a little clarification on this, is what date do I have in front of me as a production date to have a final product in the hands of associate members?
Do you mean what date are we coming to campus, or what date will we be done with our recruitment?
Yeah, no, Brother Begley is hoping that this history project and document that we've been putting together would be part of associate member education. And so
okay.
I just need to know a date or a generalized time frame on when to get writing finished and reviewed and everybody approving it, so that I know how to speed up or slow down my process.
Perfect. So we will be getting to campus on January 27th, and that's when we will be starting our recruitment. When recruitment is over, we'll be 4 weeks from then, so about February 23rd, and that is when we'll have the bulk of the chapter and we'll start new member education, or Parker will start new member education / associate member education. So around the end of February would probably be.
Great. So I will aim for a February 15th. Final date, and then at least it will be ready for you whenever you decide you want to use it as an education tool.
That sounds perfect. And if while we're there, if there's anything we can do to help with that process, you just let us know.
Will do. I appreciate it.
Great. And Jason, can you do me a favor, please, when you get a chance, can you take the latest version of the history project and email it back to Patrick for me, please?
Yeah. Back to Farley, 67?
Yes.
Yeah. And that's coming from Hyatt with an E, correct?
Correct. Not the Hotel Baron.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much, Brother Farley. Looking forward to seeing that that finished product. It's a lot of work and going to be great. Okay, let's move on. VP and Chief Risk Officer Jordan.
I have no report for the risk portion, but I did want to update everybody. We had been talking about like a projection screen that we could use at the house to maybe display donations and things along those lines or for whatever in future use. And AP67 had forwarded on some information. And looking that up, basically that projector is just a very expensive kind of high definition projector. There's no real software needed or anything like that. All we would need is a laptop that with the ability to, with Wi-Fi, send it to this projector. That projector itself is about $1,800. Hyatt brought up a, you know, kind of an alternative idea, so maybe something that, you know, we could kick around. A fairly large flat screen smart TV basically serve the same purpose. The thing about that projector, it has to be set right in front of whatever you're trying to project it on. And given that it's going to be in the fraternity house, there's a very real possibility that thing could get damaged very quickly. So given the cost of it and how it would have to be displayed, probably not the best option when we can buy a $400, you know, 55 to 60 inch flat screen TV and run Wi-Fi to it much easier.
Yeah, I agree. It's from a cost standpoint, it makes a lot more sense. We've got essentially we've got three semesters out what we're going to do with that. We're not going back in until the fall of May. So,
gentlemen, when do we take over possession of the house again?
Fall of 19.
Got it.
So, well, it'll be, we'll back that up. It'll be May of 19. when they. But
that's the podcast. Probably will be living in the house.
Yeah, but the thinking is that Mike's going to do a little bit of renovation projects when those guys move out, close it for that summer, and then get our guys in there in August when the semester starts. Okay. Great. And Jordan, just remind me, did we do any ordering for Andy Dunn?
We did not. I was still waiting to get confirmation that he paid, and I never got any of that, so I have just held off on that.
No, and that's fine. The reason why is because I think he made his additional $1,000 payment on Sunday, and Patrick can confirm that. But if we're in receipt of that, then we need to make those orders.
Yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, once that comes in, if somebody just wants to forward that on, and I think I still have his sizes and everything. So yeah, I can get on that as long as we have the donation.
Okay, great. What exactly am I looking for in the PayPal account? So I make sure that I have it all.
$1,000 from Andy. Yeah.
So there was nothing previously that I need to credit to him?
He already gave $500, right? I remember him doing that spring alumni weekend. So yeah, he was just making the additional $1,000 for the Black Diamond membership. So if that is out there in PayPal, just let Jason know so that Jordan knows so that we can get him his clothing. Okay, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it. Craig is not going to be with us tonight. I'll tell you about the fundraising campaign contribution in my report. Jason, Vice President, Chief Operating Officer.
Sorry, I had to unmute it. I don't have much to report with the recruitment starting, though. One thing Tom and I just talked about and I'm looking into is how we are going to hand over the social media to the undergraduate members when they become active. Working on a way that we can still keep oversight, but let them still have full access to post. I mean, with this day and age, social media is where they're going to have to be. The fact we already have those tags saved under our control, trying to figure out the best way we can kind of give them free rein, but still have control, still be able to moderate, step in and take back if we need to. I really don't foresee that being an issue, but I know on Facebook that's possible. Twitter I'm looking at right now. Same for the website. The website I know I can give them, you know, I can own it basically, let them be moderators, posts, whatever it may be. So just working out the details, how we're going to make that work. That's kind of evolving. Really probably nothing will happen with that until end of first semester when the guys get in and, you know, really let them take over. Other than
Jason,
that,
we're losing about half of what you're saying for whatever reason.
Huh. Okay. Can you hear me well now?
Didn't hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you fine, Jason.
Okay. Yeah, so just one second. Like I was saying, what I'm working on right now is trying to set up something to be able to transfer the social media, the internet, all that access to give the undergraduates access to it, to let them really have pretty much free reign, but to still give us oversight. Also, I think the plan is that we will continue to pay for the website, pay for things like that, but still let them post to it. You know, it's going to be important. They have free, ready access to that, to be posting to Instagram, Facebook, things like that, because that's just how we communicate now. That's how they're going to get out, get their name out. And it's also just how they're going to want to be able to participate. I'm also debating, and I think I probably will, but we'll wait until later, setting up a separate Twitter just for the alumni, so they can tag us, we can tweet, things like that. But I'll figure that out as time goes by. The only other thing with holidays coming, I'm starting to ramp up some social media, just posts. I just posted for Happy Hanukkah today's first day of Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's, things like that. We'll get some of that going. But otherwise, it's really all I have right now for the report.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to reiterate the point that he's making. We're going to retain editorial control over the social media presence for the undergraduates. That's how, you know, again, the structure of Alpha Row will be that I want them to use social media. What I don't want them to do is co-opt it and use it for things that they shouldn't be using it for. So I want to make sure that as chief information officer, Jason has the editorial control and can coach and guide and edit posts that are being put out there that making sure they're in standards that we would all approve of. So that's what we're getting.
Hey, at. Tom, do you mind if I say something real quick? This is Connor.
Yeah.
Hey. So just on the topic of social media, just kind of curious, Parker and I are also in the works of making Instagram and Twitter accounts for like our expansion process that we usually, like they're almost made, like they're going through our comm team that we usually pass on to the undergraduate students. So I just wanted to throw that out there. Maybe we can collaborate all in person and figure out exactly like how that's going to look. But
I was reading, I mean, when we set this up, social media guidelines, the goal is, you know, like WVU PICAP. So we have all that. So
perfect.
If we want to be consistent, yeah, get them with us. I mean, we can do, you know, work with what works there, give them access to be able to use that. The whole intent here was to keep these open, keep them active. You know, we've got alumni mm-hmm. following them, tried to get some younger people, but that way when it's go time, they're already there, active, you know, ready to roll.
Yeah. That's awesome. I just wanted to make you guys aware that we will be using another thing just to generate some names and followers and get the sororities involved and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah. If you want to get with me, let me know. I can talk to him about that, and we can. Yeah. I think it'd be best to try to transfer these WVU PICAPs across the board because we have the same one on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. I just wanted to throw that out.
Yeah, and that's why I'm glad that you're on the call, guys, so that you can kind of hear about stuff that we've already prepped for and are ready to kind of just have you slide right into that. And this is certainly one of those areas. And naturally, we had a problem with it before when we had to shut down the chapter. So that is something that is in our constitution and that we're going to maintain the editorial control over. That just so that we, you know, again, we want to be good stewards of their name, of Alpha Row and WVU PICAP, and just make sure that Jason is consistent over a long period of time, and that process gets transferred to the, you know, successive leaders in the fraternity student chapter. So we're good to go there. All right, moving along, let's go to our Secretary and Chief Communications Officer, John George.
One thing I have is I've got some feelers out for a couple of my spotlights, but I don't have those back in yet. The goal is hopefully they'll come in soon, and I'll be able to lose later out next week.
That's great. I appreciate that. That'd be a good one. The December one last year was good, so looking forward to seeing that. Okay, our Treasurer and Chief Financial Officer, Patrick.
Got a mute button. It's a revolutionary kind of thing. We are still at the same number we were last time we met. $6,258.
So, okay.
Tomorrow.
Just check the PayPal account. Because,
I'm out. I'm trying right now. As I think you may know, my laptop totally died on me. The hard drive went. So I am trying to get into, I'm using someone else's laptop. My new one won't be ready for another week or two. So I'm trying to, having some issues.
Okay.
So just a heads up. So, and I did back everything.
Patrick, I still have login info. So I'll see if I can get logged in tonight and forward the info if I can.
It is now working. He did not make it.
Okay, I'll follow up with him.
Yeah, the available balance in PayPal right now is $128.
Okay. All right, that's good to know. Anything else from you?
And if you talk to him, let me know. If he mailed it, then I need to run up to Morgantown and check.
I don't think he would have mailed it. He was trying to use PayPal. He was actually trying to use the web, well, to go through the website. He had a little bit of problems, but I gave him the information to go right to PayPal. So I'll follow up.
Okay, the only thing I have outstanding is one homecoming bill that I need to get taken care of. But other than that, we'll be good to go. We'll still have about $6,000 in our account. And we just need to start making sure that we're raising money, which I'm sure you're going to talk about here shortly, Tom.
I am definitely going to talk about that. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll heed that. Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it. All right, our Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, Eric.
All right, in case somebody stole my thunder, the last update I got is Charles Tranter, if I didn't butcher his name, he goes by Chaz, has accepted the position of new member ed advisor. He is a initiate from 2011, I believe. He's originally from Pittsburgh and is a middle school science teacher in the Fairmont area. So he's local, which is fantastic. So I've got some feelers out for finance advisor. I'm hoping to hear back from that the next day or two with an acceptance, somebody accepting. And that is the end of my report.
Great. I'm really looking forward and eager and anxious to get that council filled. I'm going to work some more this week, Eric, with our national staff member that does the Council of Advisors, the alumni training. I'll follow up the national office. We'll talk about the chapter advisor and then the training that we're going to do.
Is that Andrew Bradley?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I was going to throw this out here too. Chaz was also interested if there was any training that he could get while the national guys are on campus or anything like that. He was interested in talking to whoever to get ramped up.
Yeah, and that's part of what we're going to do. And just, again, we're going to do a full weekend of training just for the Council of Advisors sometime in the spring. James Maloney and I are working on how that's going to go, but they'll definitely get them. They're going to be involved from day one. We're going to get them involved very early. So those council guys will be meeting with the Connor and Parker clearly and the new associate members as soon as they start rolling in. So good stuff. I'm excited about that. All right, let me Matt's not on the call. I'm going to go through a couple of things real quick. I'm going to start with the chapter advisor search. I got an email from Dr. Richardson this past week. It's been a difficult search for him, and he's finding it not frustrating, but he's passed my name along to somebody who works in the business and economics department. Hang on a second for me, guys. Sorry, guys. It's finals week, and I understand. I told the guy just to give me a shout after finals were done. He's a Phi Sig, but the way it made it sound like is he's got access to a bunch of different people to help. I'm also asking Dr. Richardson to ask Dean Ferris for a little bit of help trying to identify those people. We're under a bit of a time crunch now to really name that person because there's training in Birmingham, Alabama, that's going to be done one weekend in January. So I'm trying to get this across the finish line so that we can have that person go down to Birmingham. So I'll continue to work on that now that finals are winding down. I don't know how easy it's going to be, but, again, I'll be making this a priority. The second thing I wanted to talk about was the change in direction in terms of the financing campaign, the contribution campaign. I got a really nice letter from Bob Lochner with some very good tips, and certainly made me kind of pause for a second and say maybe the approach of launching, or at least getting the names out and trying to start soliciting money in December probably wasn't the best idea. And he strongly urged us to kind of take a pause, wait until the season's done, and then really start the campaign contribution campaign in earnest in January. And I took it to heart and changed my mind and changed direction after consulting with Craig, who lead as well. So that's why you haven't seen anything other than what we put out on Saturday or Sunday with my announcement for the founding day. So we're going to really push this thing in starting right after the new year. We'll also at the time start identifying those larger donors and using the PICAP Foundation to help us screen that, and we'll get that thing worked out and up and running, and Craig is going to really spearhead that process of, once we have them identified and we know that they're probably good targets, Craig's going to really work with them to get that done. Is there any questions on that before I move on? Okay. I thought the advice that Bob was giving, and again, after consulting with Craig, I think that was the smart move.
The only input I have to that is just from a general community standpoint, I think a lot of people are very much used to the fact that this is the season for people to be asking for monetary donations, because most organizations and charities are trying to wrap up their end of fiscal year December 31st fundraising efforts, and it's kind of in the mindset of people, NPR, I mean, all of their organizations they might belong to, that this is kind of the time of year when people are deciding where to donate any disposable cash they might have. So just putting that in the mix that, you know, it's not an unusual time to be asking for it, even though it is the holiday season.
Yeah. And it's an end of the year. It's a tax thing. And I get that. And we can't offer the tax deductions yet. But so I think we'd be in competition with others. And maybe it doesn't have the impact it would have. We can get people to focus on what we want in the new year. So that was the thinking. Just a quick update as far as, what Patrick had mentioned during his thing about identifying some prospects. Last week, Connor and I had a nice call with a couple of guys, a couple of undergraduates that are really sharp kids looking for the opportunity and trying to decide what they want to do as far as Greek goes. I've been put in contact with a really impressive kid who is running for student body president on campus, kid from Grafton, I think is where he's from. I can't remember exactly, but good kid. Again, I told him that we would talk after his finals were done, and I'll hook them up with Connor and Parker. They got another one, a brother of a guy that was graduated in 14, who's interested in taking a look at us. So, you know, that's the kind of good news. Where this is coming from is Dr. Richardson. He's getting the word out, and that's amazing. I'm thrilled that he's doing that, but he's putting us in front of some really quality guys and academically inclined student leaders on campus already, the exact type of men that we're looking for. So I'm excited. I think we're gonna do very well with everyone's help and the assistance that the Office of Fraternity and Sorority Life is already giving us is really going to help what Connor and Parker are doing on campus. So thrilled that that's going that way. That is about it. I know I've got some other stuff that I want to do, but just again, in the interest of time, I'm going to cut this off. Just please do me a favor. I know it's the worst time of the year. I know there's a million distractions. If you guys can just help whatever we're doing, just focus for a few minutes on what we've got to do. I really think that we're on a really great upswing. I just want to make sure that we're having touches with our brothers throughout the month of December. Even if it's just, hey, Merry Christmas or Happy Hanukkah or whatever, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, be talking to your friends, because I want to remind them of Pi Kappa Phi throughout the next few weeks before we ask them for money, and really kind of up those touches. Social media, contact Jason, really important. I don't care what it is. The message I think is not relevant at this point. It's just like what you're doing, just putting the name out there, getting it in front of our guys so they can see us and remember us through this holiday season before we ask them for money in January. And that's about it. Anybody have any questions? Okay, great. John, do we have any old business pressing that we need to talk about?
I do not have old business.
Okay, does anybody have any new business to discuss?
Tom, I've got one thing provided from Bob Loffner a few weeks ago. He suggested that the board should consider membership to the White Pages internet search engine.
Oh, yeah.
This is a way to maybe improve our contact list with alumni. He mentioned that, of course, headquarters has an updated list, but it solely relies, as he understands, to alumni reaching out to headquarters. So he said maybe in communication with that and the Alumni Association of West Virginia, that may help us improve our contact list.
Yeah. Okay. And thank you for reminding of him asking us to consider that. I'd like to ask you, Jason, to take a look at this, do a little bit of homework, and give us your opinion on what you think by way of email. If you think it's a way and it's a tool that we could use to build a database and kind of grow out the numbers of names that we know are good, it may be a good, worthwhile way to do it. I'm just not very clear on whether or not the White Pages search or another internet tool that we can use to search for guys that we know are missing would be better. Maybe that's a question for Denise that she could help us with if they think it's a decent idea for data mining. Can you just please, you know, maybe put a few feelers out on that and put that on your to-do list for reporting on next month?
Yeah, I'll see what I can find out.
Great. I appreciate it. Okay, is there anything else, John?
That's it.
Okay, great. Well, the floor is open. Anybody that's got anything to discuss? All righty, hearing none. Our next conference call is Wednesday, March 17th. That's we're back on the third Wednesday of the month. I'm sorry, did I say March 17th?
Man. January.
Thank you. I'm getting way ahead of myself. Yeah, January. Is it the 17th? Did I just put in March?
Yeah, it's January 17th. I think that might be it's January 17th. That's the third Wednesday in January.
Okay, great. Sorry about that, guys. It's January 17th at 6:00. All right. Before we go, Connor or Parker, do you guys have anything you'd like to conclude with?
I mean, we first off appreciate all the work you all have put in, and being on this call is very impressive to just hear, you know, how much passion and how much work you guys are putting into this. So we just wanted to say thank you. And also that we're just very excited to be up in Morgantown in pretty much 2 months now, maybe a little bit more, a month really. And we're just really excited to get the ball rolling. And I think it's going to be a very successful project. Parker and I have worked together before, and it went very well. So we're excited to work together again and work with all of you guys. If you have any questions for us, Tom has both of our numbers and emails and everything like that. Just reach out to him. Feel free to reach out to us whenever you'd like. And we're just excited.
Great. Thank you both again. We're thrilled to have you as part of our team. Okay. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
67, can I have a second, please?
Second.
Baldwin, thank you very much. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you guys very much. If we don't speak, have a wonderful Hanukkah. And I don't know, is there anyone Jewish on the call? No, I don't know. Hanukkah and Christmas, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk
Happy
soon.
Everybody.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Bye, guys.
Merry Christmas, guys.